I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today, the United States mourns the loss of a life at the hands of North Korea. It's a crime we do not take lightly. But in the face of such tragedy, how can believers respond? Plus, school may be out, but ministry and ministry prep continues. We'll be sharing how you can help in just a moment. We're going to start, though, with North Korea. Otto Warmbier, the American student who was detained in North Korea for 17 months, was recently released in a coma and passed away on Monday. North Korea arrested him last year from a tourist group and accused him of stealing a propaganda poster, then sentenced the 22-year-old to 15 years of hard labor. North Korean authorities report that Warmbier slipped into a coma after he was given a sleeping pill for food poisoning. Although doctors in Ohio found no evidence of food poisoning, they did find extensive brain damage, possibly caused by oxygen deprivation. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton asks, if this is what happens to U.S. citizens in North Korean custody, what happens to North Korean citizens and Christians who just disappear?
It really shows the complete lack of respect for human life that the North Korean government has. And the fact that this would happen to an American, we can probably not even imagine the hardship and the suffering of North Koreans who are in those political prisoner camps, have been declared enemies of the North Korean government, enemies of the North Korean people. Their treatment is every bit as bad as Otto Warmbier's and probably worse.
For ways you can be praying and be a voice for the voiceless, go to missionnews.org. Next, what drives a person to serve in an area from which many others are fleeing? Thomas Founce would say it's about obedience to God's call to share his word. He's been called again and again to serve in unstable, war-torn nations. And while Uganda is a bit more stable these days, there are still plenty of needs.
I've been going to Uganda for quite a while. I started going there up into Sudan during the war and the fighting, and really bad up in northern Uganda, the suffering.
Founce is a missionary of Frontiers Outreach and a longtime friend and distributor of World Missionary Press. In an upcoming trip to Uganda, he'll be checking up on old projects and helping with some new ones, a new well and a grain mill, for instance. These projects have helped to better the physical lives of people who are in impoverished rural villages.
So these are needs, basic needs, but through helping these basic needs gives us the opportunity to spread the word.
And that's why Founce has partnered with World Missionary Press to pass out their scripture booklets wherever he goes.
This has been a tremendous ministry. I think it's one of the greatest ministries in the world because it provides the missionaries with their right hand to give them the word of God in all these languages. And you cannot help but want to support such great ministry.
Get the details at our website. And June marks just a month since college students said goodbye to the classroom for a little while. But summer break doesn't mean that InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says goodbye to the students. Instead, during the summer, InterVarsity holds chapter camps for students. InterVarsity's Christy Barkley shares.
InterVarsity's chapter camps, they're a week for InterVarsity groups, which we call chapters, to spend a week together, usually at the beginning of summer break, for really three purposes. It's a retreat for students so they can get away from the busy campus life and deepen their relationship with God. And it's also a week for students to be inspired and trained and to plan for the mission on campus of building witnessing communities that are reaching every corner of campus.
It's also a time for students to build relationships within their chapters and experience God together in deeper ways. Would you be praying for the students who are attending chapter camps?
When I think of not only InterVarsity students, but students in general, that they would just continue to grow in their personal relationship with God and grow in passion for their campus, even if they're not there for the summer. And also the things that they learned and the commitments that they made at chapter camp would become integrated into their lives.
Do you want to serve students at a chapter camp? Find out how, along with more ways that you can be praying at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. To download yours for free, go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.